California's guilt machine. Why reparations are a political farce. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 518 in October 2025, creating a state agency to administer reparations for descendants of enslaved people in California. This follows a five-year task force and avoids direct cash payments instead of focusing on infrastructure, education, and housing programs. Despite California never being a slave state, Newsom framed the move as a, quote, historic and transformative movement, unquote. While critics, including many conservatives and moderate Democrats, see it as symbolic pandering and fiscally reckless amid a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. No surprise here, since the state Black Caucus backed Newsom in his elections. And there it is. And how exactly is Newsom going to determine who these descendants are? He said, "We lay the foundation for a future built on truth, equity, and repair." What truth? The fact that we have seen six-plus generations pass since President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863. Six generations should be enough truth to keep from taking money from one citizen to give it to another for no reason. Fact, California was never a slave state. It entered the Union as a free state in 1850, so why reparations for slavery in a state that didn't legally practice it? Fact, reparations in 2025 aren't about justice. They're about rewriting history to serve a political agenda, one that ignores the six-plus generations of progress, sacrifice, and integration that have already taken place. Fact, reparation proposals often deepen the racial and political divides. Fact, California faces massive budget shortfalls. Why create a new bureaucracy when schools, infrastructure, and public safety are underfunded? Fact, Newsom's national ambitions may be more about 2028 optics than California's actual needs. It's been over six generations since the Emancipation Proclamation. No one alive today was enslaved, and no one alive today owned slaves. Yet, Governor Newsom wants to saddle today's Californians, many of whom are immigrants or descendants of Union soldiers, with the moral and financial burden of a past they didn't create. In a state already drowning in debt and dysfunction, Gavin Newsom has decided to build a monument to guilt, a reparations agency that solves nothing, costs millions, and rewrites history to suit his political ambitions. I don't get this whole thing anyway. I can only remember back to my grandparents, who were immigrants and who also faced discrimination, as did every immigrant that came through Ellis Island. I know, Ellis Island is closed, but there is still a process. The point I'm trying to make here is that dwelling on the past is not only hurtful, it's a waste of precious time. Time that could have been used to pull oneself up by their bootstraps and becoming self-sufficient instead of whining and expecting everyone else to take care of them. I'm out.